Now, all the way from being the first African-American to operate a cable car in San Francisco to one of the most renowned and influential voices of our time. Oh, yeah. None other than Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. That cable car got you. That cable car got you, huh? You had to think back. Oh, yeah. I remember the cable car. What year was that?
That's many a moon, I'm telling you.
I know. What year was that you were the first African-American to operate the cable car
in San Francisco? I was about 16.
Boy, I tell you.
I was about 16.
Unbelievable.
It was a mess, too. I mean, even then, and it was San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
It was a mess because so many white people don't know how old black people are anyway. And I was 6 foot tall.
Oh, boy, I bet
and
you.
And black.
You
and although I lied like the devil, I said I was 20 and that I had had experience driving Mrs. Annie Henderson, who raised me in a little town in Arkansas about the size of your studio. And my grandmother had hardly ever been in a car, let alone had somebody drive her. I said I was a chauffeurette.
And they believed
Mrs. Annie Henderson.
And they believed
I got the job after about 2 weeks.
No kidding. All right. Well, hey, you knew what you had to do to get the job. You got it. And you were the first African-American in San Francisco to operate a cable car. So you went down in history there. Unbelievable. Well, how important is tomorrow for folks? I know we've been, I tell you, the numbers here in Ohio, Maya, have been off the charts as far as early voting.
And, I'm glad, Mr. Ware. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
And usually I'm called Mrs. Dr. Angelou.
Okay.
Miss Angelou.
All right.
The whole name.
Okay.
I tell you why.
Yes.
I'm now celebrating my 84th year on the planet.
Woo! Why?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
And
you're
I've
born
been kicking it all the while.
Are you born so in
young,
Aries?
Handsome
Aries.
Men like you and young, pretty women like your ladies. I mean, they used to call me Miss Angelou. Hello, Auntie. I accept that.
Yes, yes.
I just want you to know you have somebody who was there before you.
Yes, yes.
And somebody's paid for you already. And I'm not just the one. But you have had ancestors who paid for you already.
Oh, yeah.
When I was growing up, people would say, and my grandmother and my Uncle Willie, my father's other brother, other sibling, would go downtown to vote, and they would be laughed at all the way downtown.
Who would laugh at them?
Blacks and whites.
You're kidding me.
When they got there, they knew what they would encounter.
Mm-hmm.
When they got there, the people would ask them, how many bubbles can you get out of a bar of soap? How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? If you can't tell us that, you're not qualified to vote.
And, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to really believe that actually happened. A lot of people don't believe that.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a living witness. And those who know me at all, I have 30 books out, and there's nobody who's called me a liar yet.
Yeah,
I've told the truth as I understood it.
I believe it's true, but it's hard to convince some people. Oh, you didn't have to guess how many jelly beans were in a jar. I just can't believe that happened. But it's actually true, and people just don't realize the things that they would put you through just to vote back in the day.
And you still couldn't vote.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my grandmother knew it, and my Uncle Willie was crippled. My father's brother was crippled, and they walked all the way, and they walked back. And by the time they got back, all the black people had closed their doors because they knew that they'd been humiliated enough.
Mm-hmm.
But the next year, they would try again. You see, Mr. Lincoln, one of the reasons I'm proud of being an American is that we do dare to have patience.
Mm-hmm.
And not just patience to sit down. We have patience. When the door is locked and there's no doorknob on it, we still go to it.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, it does finally open.
A lot of people don't have patience. A lot of people don't have the patience today like you had in your day. Is that you believe that? A lot of people just don't have the patience nowadays.
Well, there's something wrong with our society. It's not just this society. It's the in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've become addicted to things and addicted to speed.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we want everything right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm grateful that, in fact, the majority of the people do have patience. You know, so there are many, so many ignorances abiding in our community. It is said that black men never love their children. Well, you know, if that wasn't true, we wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
If that was true, we wouldn't be here. Black men took low. Yes, the boss, you must be right. I sure must be stupid. So he could make enough money and go home and feed somebody and send somebody to school. That's why we have Fisk and Howard
mm-hmm.
and Hampton and Talladega and Tuskegee. That's why we have Bethune-Cookman.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have these black schools, because black men did and do love their children.
Now, I was reading...
Some don't, because they're just ignorant.
Now, Dr. Angelou...
The majority do.
Dr. Angelou, I was reading a story this morning about a young a black lady, 59 years old, and the article in the paper was about who and why they vote the way they do. And this black 59-year-old woman... said she had waited for a viable black candidate her whole life. But when she finally had one back in 2008, she didn't vote for President Obama, Barack Obama, because he made her stomach nervous. So she didn't vote. And when Obama supported same-sex marriage, I knew why he made me nervous.
Oh, my Lord.
I know it. I just can't believe.
Oh, my Lord.
I know
Lord.
It. I wondered how you would
what
feel about
earth?
It. I feel the same way. I feel
I'm
the same
so
way.
I'm so sorry for her. I'm sorry for me, too, because we all lose. When one loses, we all lose.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so I'm not just sorry for her, but I'm really sorry for her, because all of her life, she'll be one of the losers.
Yes, yes.
She doesn't have enough courage to really realize some of the great teaching. The Bible tells us God is love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And love, you know, you can't say this person can't love that person.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Did you make the person? God made the people.
Mm-hmm.
And are you sure? What are you talking about? You better get out of that.
She said,
get all the way out of that.
She says, God, the first thing God did was make a man and a woman. And she says, maybe it was the most important thing. She said, God, that was God telling us what to do.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, I know that I know some things, but I don't know much. I don't know how to make a leaf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to make hair that is born curly come out straight. I don't know that.
But hopefully she is in a very small minority of people who think that way, and people will get out and vote and make the right choice tomorrow. And I know all the fighting people had to do years and years ago to get the right to vote, for someone not to even think about voting today is just, it's just hard to believe.
Pitiful.
Yes, yes it is.
It's pitiful. It's pitiful. I'm sorry for her. And I wish she would read that Bible a little more clearly and realize that sometimes her own preachers and teachers may be misreading it
mm-hmm.
for their
yeah.
own lookout.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And then teaching the wrong things. And you know what the Bible tells us to do about the prophets who teach the wrong things. So I just wish people would think for themselves, get on their own knees and pray to God themselves. That's all.
All right, Doctor.
And it will, I promise you, you will be guided.
Dr. Maya Angelou, it's always
yes,
good talking to you. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to calling us, but we're urging everybody to get out and vote.